Andrew Bradica here, and welcome to my podcast. Each week, I'll share insights and actionable advice from my blog at andrewbradica.com, all about health, fitness, and well-being. Together, we'll break down the steps to make impactful changes that truly resonate with your life, empowering you on your own unique journey. Remember, it's all about your fitness, your rules. Let's get started. Hey everyone, Andrew here, and welcome to my second episode of the Andrew Bradica podcast, where I will be reading my second blog post that I wrote, The Power of Slowing Down, Finding Balance in a Fast-Paced World. If you listened to my first post on Your Fitness, Your Rules, and You're Back, I really appreciate it. And also, if this is your first time tuning into the podcast, something caught your eye or your ear, I really appreciate that as well. But either way, thank you so much for listening in, and I really do appreciate the support. Before we jump into the posts, I do want to talk a little bit about my thought process behind it, why I wrote it, why I think it's such an important topic to discuss. And honestly, first of all, if you look around, I think we are all very hyper aware of the fact that things move incredibly quickly in 2024. And as a result of society moving so quickly, there's a lot of pressure put on people, all of us, to move at a very fast pace as well. And yes, fat loss, I think this is one of the most prevalent parts of that, but it also is so much more pressure in other parts of life as well to hit certain goals and accomplishments by certain ages. You know, you're supposed to own a house by this age. You're supposed to be married by this age. You're supposed to have kids by this age. You're supposed to make a certain salary by this age. And if you don't do it, you're falling behind. You're not succeeding. You're just failing. And that kind of pressure, first of all, is bullshit. And secondly, it's really unhealthy. And it's just created by external circumstances from other people. And it can make living and enjoying life really difficult. And then when it comes to weight loss, I think it's so prevalent in that aspect. You just hear people all the time, you know, I want to drop 30 pounds in 3 months. I want to be able to lose all this weight before a wedding, before an event. And yes, in some circumstances, sure, it's okay to speed up the weight loss process. However, if you don't have a solid foundation of healthy habits, then you really don't have anything to go back to after that period of rapid weight loss occurs. Example, if you're eating kale salad for dinner for 3 months straight, you're not planning to eat kale salad for dinner every day for the rest of your life. So once you're done that diet period, if you don't have habits that you've established to fall back on, then it's going to be really challenging because the habit of eating kale salad every day just isn't going to be sustainable, and it's not going to exist for you in the long run. And another really huge reason is that these rapid weight loss diets don't really work out because you're putting your body out of balance. You don't give your body enough time to adjust. And our bodies, if you don't give them that time to adjust, they're going to think something really fucked up is going on. And if that's the case, they're going to say, hey, I need to get some calories back on me. And the way our bodies do that is by making us fucking hungry. And then it's like, all right, now I'm hungry. I'm eating more food. I'm putting this weight back on. And then this whole mental just shit show kind of occurs of you just start feeling bad about yourself when really it's just nature's way of, you know, making sure you survive. And another factor that is incredibly important to me that I've actually really learned about since writing this article and start writing my blog is that when you slow down and take your time to do things, you enjoy them more and you learn more and it just becomes deeper and more valuable to you. You know, I love writing and I am not a writer. I have not been a writer my entire life. And now that I've been doing this blog for the last few months and doing it on a number of different topics, it just gives me so much enjoyment to put my phone away, just allow myself to be at the computer, collect my thoughts, gather my information, and just put together something that I'm really proud of. And Some of these posts are better than others, but I am proud of each one after I finish them. And I think that's something a lot of us are being robbed of these days as well. We're not going deeper in. We're just kind of doing things on the shallow end. And I guess, you know, this post is about slowing down, but it's also really about living in the shallows of life. It takes time to be able to put yourself into doing some work on something that you truly care about. And since I wrote this post, I've reread the book Deep Work by Cal Newport. And I've also read his new book called Slow Productivity. And rule number one of slow productivity, if I remember correctly, is work at a natural pace. If it's not rule number one, it's one of the top ones. And I think we're not doing that anymore. We're not doing things at a natural pace. We're really rushed and just trying to get things done. And when you do that, you're not going to enjoy it. You're not going to be proud of it. You're going to make mistakes. And if you're working in an office and you make mistakes because you're being rushed, they're going to blame you, even though they're the ones making you rush. And I just think slowing down and enjoying life makes you so much better at the things that you want to accomplish. It makes you enjoy them so much more. And when it comes to weight loss, you can enjoy the process. You don't have to be stressing about it. You don't have to be worrying. If you're going to hit this goal in time, it's like, fuck, I'm supposed to lose 30 pounds in 3 months, and I'm only down 6 pounds the first month. And with that perspective, you're going to feel like shit. But if you lost 6 pounds in 30 days, that's pretty damn fucking good, especially if you did it the right way. So I think it's a damn shame at how fast this world is going right now and how much pressure we're all putting on ourselves, because you don't need to be accomplishing things at anyone else's pace. You don't need to be stressing out over every little bit of work or trying to make every little bit of appointment or pack your schedule all fucking day. And I don't know. I just think there's beauty in being able to take your time with something and just be proud of the process and enjoy it and learn from it. And when you hit a bump in the road, you know, I'd much rather be in my car and hit a bump going 5 miles an hour than going 50. It's going to fuck up the car, you know? I think it's the same thing in life. So that's my little spiel. And I really hope you enjoy my blog posts. So here we go. The Power of Slowing Down, Finding Balance in a Fast-Paced World by Andrew Bradica. Nature does not hurry, yet everything is accomplished. Lao Tzu. If you haven't noticed, things move fast these days. Like, real fast. I'm talking Superman sleeping with Lois Lane for the first time fast. As the world keeps spinning, we're all doing our best to keep up. The idea of patience as a virtue in our society is disappearing, while urgency in all aspects of life is becoming the norm. With just a few taps on our smartphones or clicks on our computers, tasks that once took hours or even days can be completed almost instantly. The road of life has sped up faster than ever before, and while stepping on the gas may seem like the best way to get ahead, most of us could benefit from pumping the brakes regarding our health and well-being. Be careful, if you move too fast, you might just crash. The new speed of society. What can I say? Technology is awesome. It's reshaped how we live and propelled society forward like never before. Want a burger but don't want to get off the couch? There's an app for that. Movie night at home? There's an app for that. Need a ride across town? Another app. Control every aspect of your home while not moving your ass. You get it. Technology also keeps us connected. Social platforms help us stay in touch with loved ones, preserving relationships that may have faded. On a societal level, the impact is pretty crazy, too. Remote work is soaring, offering flexibility and giving many people hours of their lives back without the daily commute. Companies are finding talent globally, not just locally, not to mention the recent advancements in AI, revolutionizing efficiency and automation across professions. In the blink of an eye, we become interwoven with the world like never before. However, while opening doors, This lightning-fast interconnectivity also brings challenges we can't ignore. The double-edged sword of hyperconnectivity. While technology has made our lives easier and seemingly better in almost every way, this hyperconnected society has a significant drawback. While we have access to nearly everything all the time, on the flip side, the world now expects to have access to us at all times too. Not long ago at all, stepping out meant time away from everyone else. Today, getting some me time seems nearly impossible, as everyone can access us at the push of a button. For many, work no longer exists when we leave the office. It invades our homes through relentless texts and emails, blurring the line between personal space and professional obligations. With these technological advancements and societal pressures, we're all forced to move fast or fall behind. We're forced to be always on. Well, at least that's what society expects out of us. But you know what I say to that? Screw society's expectations. That's right. These expectations we have been placed under are ridiculous and detrimental to our health. We move so fast that we fail to consider the negative effects of our actions. It can seem easier to go along with the crowd. So let's take a moment to examine some of the negatives. Negatives of going too fast. 1. Reduced quality of work. When you rush, you miss things and make bad decisions, and the overall quality of your work suffers. Loss of enjoyment. That's 2. If you're speeding through it, it's hard to enjoy something. 3. Difficulty prioritizing. Think of the 80-20 rule here. If you're rushing or feel the need to always be going, you'll work just for the sake of working. This is why so much busy work gets done in jobs without effectiveness. 4. Difficulty adapting. Adapting to external factors is more challenging when you don't take the necessary time. 5. Learning less. Rushing gives you less time to process and absorb information. 6. Stress. In a hurry? That's stressful. We all know we're not on our A-game when we're in a hurry. Yet, we usually opt for the quicker solution rather than the better one. This tendency to prioritize speed over substance is particularly evident in how we approach our fitness and weight loss goals. The stress behind quick fix diets. So, what does all this have to do with health and fat loss? With expectations in our everyday life to move super duper fast, those same expectations fall into our health. Most people would rather lose 10 pounds in a month than in 3 months, 6, or even a year. The fact of the matter is, it may take a little bit longer because it's important to adopt strategies you can implement for the long run, preferably forever. When you're on a diet, typically you have an end date in mind, and almost always that end date makes you act in a way that is rushed and hurried. Wanting fast results will force you to behave in a way that is only unnatural, but also unsustainable. Whether you're trying to trim down for the next 30 to 90 days, or you have some specific event coming up like a wedding that you want to look your best at, if there's a specific time you have to reach your goal by, well, that's stressful. Not only that, deviating from your diet even for one day makes it more challenging to mentally rebound since you've messed up a higher percentage of your diet. If you mess up one day in a 30-day diet, that's 3.3% of a diet that you must now make up for. If you do that for a few days, that can add up fast, especially psychologically. This stress is not just a mental burden. It also manifests physically, most notably through releasing cortisol, the stress hormone. Cortisol, the stress hormone. When we're stressed, the body produces more cortisol as a response. Cortisol is the stress hormone because your body produces more of it when you're feeling stressed. Pretty simple. It's essential for helping your body deal with challenging situations, but if we're stressed too often and our cortisol levels stay high for a long time, it can lead to several issues down the road. Some of those issues related to weight gain are 1. Increased appetite. Cortisol directly affects the part of the brain that controls appetite, making you hungry even when your body doesn't need food. That's why so many of us, myself included, find ourselves endlessly snacking when stressed out, especially with foods high in sugar and fat. 2. Changes in metabolism. It also signals the body to store fat and slow metabolism. 3. Disrupted sleep patterns. When your body is amped up and flooded with stress, good luck getting a good night's sleep. 4. Increased blood pressure. Cortisol constricts blood vessels and increases heart rate, which increases blood pressure. As you can see, too much cortisol greatly hinders weight loss progress. While a certain stress level can motivate, an excess can derail your fitness goals, making it crucial to find a healthy balance. The big picture. With everything being said, if we take a step back and look at the big picture, it's easy to see why rushing to lose weight doesn't work in the long term. Simply put, it doesn't teach you the necessary habits for lifelong health and successful long-term weight management. Regarding your health, isn't the whole point to play the long game anyway? When you play the long game, your mindset starts to change dramatically. Two critical changes in that mindset are feeling more balanced and feeling more committed. Feeling a sense of balance chills you out. Pushing yourself beyond your limits every day with workouts seems ridiculous and unsustainable. Exclusively eating only super healthy foods seems unattainable. These ideas that get you hyped up on the short term seem silly if you're in it for the long run. Then there's commitment. True commitment. When you switch to a long-term mindset, you're in the game and you're not going anywhere. Had a bad day and overdid it on the cookies? That's okay because you're in it for the long haul. So get back on track tomorrow and move on with your life. One day isn't a big deal in the grand scheme of things. If it's a 30-day diet, though, it is. Most importantly, when you're in a long-term mindset, you're not doing it just for yourself. You're doing it for your future self and those who would benefit from you being around for a long, long time. For your family, for your friends, and to some extent, for the world at large. All right, I've made my point. Now let's talk about a few strategies to help you slow down. Four ways to slow down. One, breathe. Remember cortisol? One of the best ways to counteract cortisol is to slow down and take a few deep breaths. This will activate your body's relaxation response, helping to reduce stress hormone levels and calm your nervous system. There are plenty of different breathing methods. My personal favorite is the 4-7-8 method. Basically, you breathe in for 4 seconds, hold your breath for 7, and then release for 8. Prioritization. Focus on what's important and cut out the rest of the bullshit, please. When we're trying to juggle too many things at a time, the less important things can get in the way of us focusing on what matters. Figure out the most important things you must do, and then go from there. 3. Put the phone away, / do not disturb mode. Owning a phone doesn't mean you need to always have it on. Toss it in a drawer and focus on the task at hand, even if that means enjoying the night with your family. Do not disturb mode has changed my life. It really has. If you're not my girlfriend or immediate family, you can wait. Sometimes even they can too. 4. Learn to say no. Stop agreeing to things just to people please. You're adding more to your plate, inevitably making you feel more rushed. Persist and resist. According to the philosopher Epictetus, to have a balanced life, it's essential to do two things: persist and resist. We persist by focusing on what's in our control, like our actions, judgments, and responses to situations. To persist means continuously developing healthy habits that contribute to our well-being. With resisting, we do this by not allowing external factors to derail us. Not only does that mean resisting binging on a sleeve or two of Oreos, but also resisting societal pressures placed on us. When we feel this immense pressure, it's natural for us to go into all-or-nothing mode and just speed the fuck up. So when it comes to your health, or anything in life for that matter, if things don't feel right, take a moment. Even if you feel like the world is telling you otherwise, ask yourself, is this pace stressing me out? Is it diminishing the quality of my work? Is it sucking the joy out of my life? If the answer is yes to any of these, that's a sign to slow down. Take back the control. Maybe it's by turning off those notifications after work or choosing a health and fitness plan that's more marathon than sprint. The point is that you're in the driver's seat, and at the end of the day, it's about enjoying the drive. My challenge to you. This week, I challenge you to be on the lookout for moments when performing a task and you feel stressed and rushed. This could come in many forms, such as anxiety, scattered thoughts, muscle tension, or feeling overwhelmed, just to name a few. Take a few deep breaths, then ask yourself, is this speed necessary, or can this be approached more calmly? If you're still not sure at that point, here are some additional questions you could ask yourself that may help. 1. Am I stressed because I'm trying to do too much in too little time? 2. What's the underlying reason for this urgency? 3. How would I feel if I slowed down my current pace? Would the consequences be as severe as I imagine? 4. Am I multitasking unnecessarily? And would focusing only on one thing at a time reduce my stress? By giving yourself a moment, you can slow everything down and move forward at a pace that fits you better. Key takeaways. Embrace slowing down in a fast-paced world to improve overall well-being and prevent the negative consequences of rushing through life. Recognize the importance of balance and not allowing societal pressures to dictate personal health and lifestyle choices. Understand the negative impacts of rushing, such as reduced quality of work, loss of enjoyment, difficulty in prioritizing and adapting, learning less, and increased stress. Acknowledge the drawbacks of quick-fix diets and the stress they bring, focusing instead on long-term sustainable strategies for health and weight management. Be aware of the physiological effects of stress, particularly the role of cortisol and its implication for health, appetite, metabolism, cravings, sleep patterns, and blood pressure. Adopt a long-term mindset for health and fitness, understanding that persistence and commitment are key to successful long-term health management and weight control. Hey, thanks again so much for listening to my podcast today about my blog post on the power of slowing down. Really hope you enjoyed it and got something out of it. And if you did, please feel free to visit my website at andrewbradica.com. There you can also subscribe to my newsletter, where every week I'll be sending out a new blog post with actionable tips and tricks on how to sustain a healthy lifestyle, lose weight, all that good stuff. Any type of support is greatly appreciated. And if you have any specific topics you ever want me to cover, please feel free to reach out to me at andrew@andrewbradica.com, and I'd be more than happy to accommodate. It's always good to get new ideas for blog posts. So once again, thanks so much, and I'll catch all of you next time.